This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in beautiful Washington, D.C. at PHP World. And my guest today is Mr. Mark Story. Say hi to everybody, Mark.
Hello, everybody.
Now, Mark, you work on a project that I've known about for, almost like 2004, 2005.
2005, yeah.
I was in the Cake PHP IRC channel because I was trying to figure out a framework to use, and I found this IRC channel. I said, well, let's talk about this. But you work with Cake PHP.
I do.
Talk to
I
us do. A little bit about modern Cake PHP.
All right. So modern Cake PHP, there was a very long legacy. Like you said, it started in 2005, and it was PHP 4 compatible. And then we stayed PHP 4 compatible until about 2009, which is way too long.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Way too long. And we switched to PHP 5.2 in 2011. And then in this beginning of this year, March, released a new version, Cake 3, which revamps the entire ORM, rebuilds the whole thing based around objects and data mapper patterns and query builders, and taking a lot of ideas from Python and from other really good ORMs like Doctrine, and bring those into the Cake world and build a really nice lightweight data mapper solution. So that's the current release, which came out in March of this year.
Excellent. Now, is Cake actually a member of the Framework Interoperability Group?
It is. And we do all the PSRs from 1 to 4.
Okay.
So we do the logging, the two coding standards ones, and the PSR 4 autoloader, obviously,
okay,
which we get through Composer. We're looking at doing PHP PSR 7.
Yeah. Well, that was my question. Yeah,
it's coming, but much like Symfony, we have a lot of problems where our request object is a very mutable object,
uh-huh,
and the PSR 7 requirements are that it's an immutable one, so
right,
we're going to probably have to do some of the same tricks as what Symfony is doing, where they swap in and out of mutable and immutable objects.
Yeah, that was a long and contentious discussion on mutable versus immutable.
Yeah.
But, I trust the people that made the decision that as much as some people don't like it, it seems to be the best technical decision.
I think that like Matthew Weyer, if any, has a really good point around the immutable objects in that they give you a lot of safety and guarantee, and then the code is a lot more straightforward to reason about. Like, you can read it, and there's no little surprises, no little tricks that are going to happen on you, which I think is a huge benefit.
Yeah. Matthew's one of those smart people. When I grow up, I want to be as smart as him. So.
He's pretty sharp, yeah. One day I'll be smart like Matthew.
Hey, you work at a company that I've known about for a while. I'm not usually associated with PHP because I hear from it in other areas. I listen to a lot of marketing podcasts, and they sponsor a lot of marketing
they
podcasts.
They sure do. Yeah.
You work for FreshBooks.
I do.
Does FreshBooks use PHP?
We do. We have our entire marketing website and marketing infrastructure is all PHP, and then the customer-facing application is actually PHP as well.
Oh, wow.
So the whole customer-facing web app and all of that is all PHP. There's a lot of Python on the back end, but the bulk of our code is still PHP today. So that's like a 300,000 line application.
Wow.
It's a monster.
Jeez, that is. Yeah, that has to be fun.
Now, and it's 13 years old, so.
Jeez. How many PHP developers do y'all have that maintain all of that?
There's 14 development teams, like 14 Scrum teams at FreshBooks, and I think four or five of them work on the front-end application.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll throw a link in the show notes to FreshBooks. It is a good service. I heard lots of great things about it. But,
I like it.
It took me by surprise when you said that's where you work, because I had no idea they were. They're one of those quiet companies that use PHP and are just building awesome. And they don't bother to tell anybody, this is PHP powered or anything.
No, it's totally a very product and marketing based company. We're trying to shift that as far as like the development organization. We're trying to make it more of a tech company, but that takes time and Yep. Practice.
Yeah, you're a speaker here at PHP World. What's your talk on?
I did a talk yesterday on what's new in Cake 3, and then I'm doing one today on all the things that I've done wrong while working on the Cake PHP project. I've been working on the project for 8 years.
Wow.
So I've screwed up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I could do an entire conference on the things that I've done wrong. So, well, that's fascinating.
Should do a book.
Huh? Yeah, this is how I screwed up. Well, very cool. Now, last night I saw you over, for those of you who do not know, the evening activities last night at PHP World were game night. And it's a wonderful time. The PHP Architect crew has an entire Tupperware tub full of games they spread out. But a bunch of y'all went over to Walmart, bought Magic the Gathering cards, and played that. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I brought my own Magic deck because I'm a giant nerd.
You're not the only one.
So fun thing about Magic cards is if you bring them on the airport, they will stop you. Because the TSA does not recognize Magic cards.
Wow.
So all three people that I shared a cab with, Chris Arches and Dragon Man Tank, and all three of us got stopped at the airport because the security officials wanted to look at our
Terrorists.
Magic cards. Yeah. I think they were just hunting for rares, but... So yeah, we basically played a multiplayer commander last night, which is a really fun format. It's like the battle cruiser of Magic.
Nice.
Yeah, it's
and
big.
How did you
big
do?
I won my pod.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun.
Very cool. And who won overall?
I think Dragon Man Tank won the title, so he's got the championship belt now.
I saw the part of the purchase over at Walmart was a big WWE wrestling belt or
championship
something like that.
Belt, yeah.
And the winner walked away with that, and that was just incredibly silly. So
pretty sweet belt.
But it was a fun time for everyone, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think everyone had fun. There was a couple people who were new to the game, so those were fun games because teaching people is a really fun part of the game.
I saw Amanda Folsom, and she was all excited about playing. Of course, anytime I think of in the PHP community, I think of Magic the Gathering, I think of Heartjes.
Yep.
You know, and so I assumed he was just going to clean up and walk away. And,
he was in the finals.
Yeah, he said he did make it to the finals.
Yeah.
So, but I was really surprised that he didn't take the whole thing away. So,
That's how Magic goes. Sometimes your deck hates you and you just don't get to win.
Well, Mark, I want to thank you for being with us here today on Voices of the Elephant. Same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group? What's the URL?
The local user group is the GTA PHP, the Grand Theft Auto, or Greater Toronto Area PHP group.
You laugh, but I've made that mistake.
Yeah, it's not the Grand Theft Auto PHP users group. It's the GTA PHP users group.
Excellent.
Yeah, and they do everything through Meetup, I think.
Okay, yeah. That's a great group. Chris is part of that.
Yeah. Vic
Eric
Metcalf.
Pogue is part of that.
Eric's in Quebec. I think
Quebec?
It's Vic Metcalf and Peter Meth do the...
That's right. That's what I'm thinking of. Sorry about that, Eric. I apologize. Anyhow,
Eric does
I want to thank
work.
You for being with us today on Voices of the Elephant. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us. And thank you for being part of the PHP community.
Thank you, Cal.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.